Bubble watch, Burry's warning, Thiel's exit, and the IPO flood ahead. SpaceX has lowered its IPO valuation target to $1.8 trillion, a revision that coincides with Michael Burry posting a dot-com-era IPO chart warning that the rush by SpaceX, OpenAI, and Anthropic to go public mirrors the late 1990s excess that preceded the technology crash. BlackRock has separately warned that the three offerings could drain $200 billion from markets, creating portfolio reallocation pressures concentrated among institutional investors focused on growth and technology stocks. Goldman Sachs flagged the risk of potential short squeezes as bearish bets reached decade highs. The median S&P 500 stock now carries short interest at 3% of market capitalization, the highest level since 2011. With healthcare shorts at a 30-year peak, conditions that could trigger rapid price increases if positive catalysts emerge and short sellers scramble to cover positions. Mark Cuban disclosed that he sold 80% of his Bitcoin holdings, calling it a failed hedge. Bitcoin has risen over 16% since the Iran conflict began, suggesting Cuban may have exited at an inopportune moment. The episode underscores the difficulty of using cryptocurrency as a reliable geopolitical hedge, given its volatility, which causes it to behave more like a risk asset than a safe haven during periods of crisis. Peter Thiel has reportedly relocated to Argentina amid concerns over U.S. wealth tax policies, following a pattern of capital flight by ultra-wealthy individuals seeking jurisdictions with more favorable tax treatment. The move suggests that wealth tax proposals in the United States are reaching levels that motivate actual behavioral changes among target taxpayers, rather than serving merely as political talking points. Kirkland & Ellis committed $500 million to build a proprietary AI platform, treating the technology as essential competitive infrastructure rather than an optional tool. The in-house development strategy, rather than licensing existing platforms, suggests the firm believes proprietary AI capabilities will yield sustainable competitive advantages in legal services sufficient to justify the investment.